Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we're rolling.
Okay.
Quiet, boys. Pictures.
Just you know why. Why you and I will by and by know true love ways. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I know.
That's a copy of the original recording of Buddy Holly making that song. If you heard the intro, he had to wait to get his pitch from the pianist to start the song. And you heard the woman quieting the studio down so they can make the recording. So you were in on the initial recording of True Love Ways by Buddy Holly. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book, and the Spirit of America Party radio show. We're going to do a quickie tonight, but I wanted to say hello to you. And the topic of my show tonight is, I was a communist, a Democrat for the FBI. When I was growing up, there were a lot of scandal magazines at the time, just like they have today. And there was a whole rash of confessions. I was a spy for the FBI. I sold toothbrushes for the FBI. I was a teenager for the FBI. And everything centered around the FBI. And now we're back to it. So I thought I'd make my topic, I was a communist Democrat for the FBI. The only one working in D.C. is Trump. The communist dope dealing, they want to legalize it, folks, because they've got to turn your kids into zombies. They don't want no fighting Americans. They're going to neuter everybody that lives here. Oh, that's not possible. Yeah. Have you ever been up against the wall while guys are cleaning their rifles and got ready to shoot you? Yeah, I'm no fool. I'm bilingual. I can say don't shoot in 20 different languages. You got to see what's out there waiting on you, gringo. Yeah. The communist dope-dealing, baby-killing, flag-burning, and kneecapping Democrats are still in a catatonic state. They were so sure Hillary Putin was going to win, they even bought fireworks. Hello, fireworks company? Cancel the fireworks display. No, we will not pay. Trump is offered to pay 10 cents on the dollar to buy our fireworks? We don't care about all the little undesirables waiting to see the fireworks. It is because of them we lost those effing peasants. Now we have to destroy all the incriminating evidence we left laying around, thinking Hillary could destroy it over the next 8 years. Quick, call the FBI and the DOJ. Tell them to start investigating Trump. It is time for the insurance policy to kick in. Tell Muttonhead Mueller to get digging. We need impeachment material before these maggot jerks learn of the Obama coup. Tell the communist media to keep up the lies and stop waiting for Trump to tweet to get the news of the day. Before we go to jail, we will bring our networks down with us. Bartender, a champagne. I have a Trump, a coupon. Could we do a little smooth a samba? Okay, we're back, and we're going to read you some of the news that occurred this week. Let me see if we can. Here it is. Okay. This week, the Irish people are going to vote to kill their own children. Ireland used to be the land of saints and scholars. But if you ask an Irishman, is that still true? He'll tell you no. And the Irish became disillusioned with their church. And rightly so. But you know, you got to remember, many a good Irishman died in a ditch praying at a mass being held by a priest that was hunted. So, when the communists show you the pedophile priest in the Catholic Church, who never should have been covered up for, who should have been identified immediately and taken to the closest police station by their superior, and that would have put an end to this. But Dante says the lowest level of hell is reserved for those who betray a trust. It's not only Catholic priests that are pedophiles. Public schools are full of them. That's why they have rubber rooms. They cover it up, just like the bishops covered it up. Date rape has been covered up in the colleges. Women didn't have a chance. It is really sad. Everything is covered up. Just look at our own government. Just look at the Clintons doing a uranium deal for the Russians who sold it to the Iranians. And all that money that changed hands. That was the American taxpayer people's money. And the money that Obama used to pay the Iranians to kill Americans. And the media covered up every dead GI under Obama. You don't know one name. You don't know one body count. The media and the Democrat Communist Party is the new industrial complex. So, pictures I put up tonight, I think I've got a shamrock up there. And in the center is a fetus, or as I call them, a junior or sis. And the caption underneath the child is, "Pray for us now at the hour of our death. Amen." St. Patrick used the shamrock to teach the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's why it has three edges. And the jerks that don't know put up a four-leaf clover thinking it's a shamrock. Shamrocks are only grown in Ireland. And you know why there's so many Democrats in New York? St. Patrick chased all the snakes out of Ireland. You can't be Irish Catholic and a Democrat. That's like saying, "Send me direct to hell, Lord." There's good money in baby parts. Do blue eyes cost more than brown? 3,000 babies will die today at planned slaughterhood. 1,200 will be white. 1,100 will be black. And that's a shocking ratio, 1,200 to 1,100, because only 16 to 20% of the population are black. That is not a good sign. And 700 Latino niños. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Slaughterhood, wanted black babies exterminated. She didn't want blacks having children. And she's almost succeeded. And here's something to think about, girls. I know how they cheapen abortion and make it look so common, like it's getting a tooth extracted. But if you let that baby live 1 year, you will hear her say, "I love you, mommy." The American creed is the strong must protect the weak. And that includes POWs, prisoners of the womb. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party radio show. I was a teenager for the FBI. What's next? Carbon dating Trump's diapers labeled made in the USA? What a coincidence. Two communist planes land next to each other on a small town runway. The president of Clinton sneaks up the gangway to rendezvous with his lover, Loretta of Lynch Mob. The pilot reports turbulence on the ground and shouts of, "You're not Hillary." Music blares as the plane rocks, shake, 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 shake the biggest booty I ever saw. Is he pulling a Jefferson Clinton? Does he like chocolate? Or is he just going for the big Melamars? Hallelujah, it's raining presidents. A pluribus Trump. Vote DJT and live good, or die communist poor. I have a picture. It's my opening picture tonight. Usually the opening picture doesn't become the opening picture. And usually the second picture does. It's a beautiful Kent State graduate, and she's showing up for her graduation, and she's wearing an AR-15 and a cap that says, "Come and take it." Her name is Caitlin. So I sent her an email. I said, "Dear Caitlin, if it's okay with you, I'd like to cancel our date. Sometimes I get over-friendly, and I don't want to sleep with the communist Democrat fishes. Molon Labe, sweetie. Nice outfit. The AR-15 touches it off. Great ad for AR-15s. They sure beat a 911 call. And now, today only, it comes with paper cups and body chalk. Truly, the Spirit of America Party, a radio show." And here's a comment. "Most professors are communists. When in doubt, take them out. Take them out to lunch and waterboarding. Waterboarding works best with music. Play A Surfin' USA." The backbone of African Americans is the gospel people. They will never take a muzzle of silence. They sing and shout God's praises. A moment of silence is a muzzle placed on Christians by atheists. Go gospel, Kanye. God wills it. I see them beating up Kanye, man. He's taking a terrible beating. He's got to get a Trump Superman cape. Okay. Let's everybody rise and sing the battle hymn of the Republic. You know that was the second choice for a national anthem? Because it was the Civil War song. "Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord." Oh, the ACLU would have a heart attack. You got to remember the communist slogan of the ACLU. When they win, they win. And when they lose, they win. And tomorrow they will be back to do it again. Those who take your guns away intend to kill you. If we were invaded tomorrow by a foreign power, 50% of the nation would surrender and point out the other 50% who refuse to. The good news is the other 50% has always had all the guns. Spirit of America Party radio show. The communist hogs, the sorriest defenseless school I ever saw, the sorriest police department I ever saw. One exception, the Ash Wednesday cross lady. I love that woman. That was the picture that symbolized that whole attack. It was beautiful. It shows you. Remember, man, that thou art dust. No more communist Democrats in office. Get rid of them all in the fall. A pluribus Trump. This weekend, Fix News, go CNN. Just caught bitter vitter trying to trap Senator DeSantis using CNN tactics. Won't watch that bastard anymore. Hannity's up, Dobbs is up, Laura's up, Tucker's up. Fix News going down. One American News is on the horizon. Once they break through the blockade, they will be par for the course. What we don't realize is that the moral fiber of the nation has been going downhill since the Communist Democrats destroyed the Ten Commandments and kicked God out at the 2012 convention. You can see it on YouTube. You can see it. Just put the Democrats kick God out on YouTube. See what comes up. So, child murder is their religion and drugs is their communion. The nation, and they can't wait till drugs are legalized throughout the land. That's their one hard-working goal. And here we finally got a president who's not a junkie. We got a president who doesn't touch drugs or drink. And he knows why. The nation no longer has a soul. We are all look away people. The draft has to come back. Kids are lost at 16 to 17. Children of divorce suffer PTSD. Violent movies and video games desensitize naive people. This is not the USA of the greatest generation, born in poverty and hardened by war. Beware of Democrat communists who will destroy the American spirit and the American soul. Attention, young agents at the FBI. There are going to be many openings for good agents with no Democrat communist affiliations when the coup is exposed. Be sure you have no lovers that are Democrat communists. Be sure there are no photos of you burning the flag and taking the Democrat communist oath. Destroy all hammer and sickle armbands and badges. Denounce a shifty shift, fake Marine Senator Blumenthal, and Heinrich Schumer of the Baby Killing Division. Denounce the Obama Cash for Dead GIs program with Iran. Don't forget to wear your MAGA hat, carry a Bible, go gospel. When did the FIB become a branch of the KGB? When did Fix News start purging conservatives? Since Friday, Fix News has been working overtime to destroy Kelly Ward. I count 5 talking heads that called for her dismissal. Go back to anti-communist Glenn Beck, who was Murdoch'd. Then came the conservative purge of Roger Ailes, Bill O'Reilly, Eric Bolling, and Charles Payne. They try to get Hannity, but he's always in the state of grace. Great guys like Lou Dobbs, Stuart Varney, Jesse Waters, Brian Kilmeade, Steve Ducey, and Tucker Carlson round out the all-American conservative male crew. Then the ladies, Harris Faulkner, Laura Ingraham, Trisha Reagan, Kimberly Guilfoyle, Elizabeth, and Elvira. And if I overlooked anybody, my apologies. I believe that Fix News believed they had capped a conservative count and planned to match it with Democrat communists. So we have to stomach Juan Williams, Geraldo, Trump is my friend today, Rivera, and Lilan Vitta. And soon to have her own show, the Soviet Snake Department representative, Miss Hoff, who makes me barf. She looks so sweet and innocent. To cut your heart out. Fair and impartial does not cut it anymore. We're fighting dope dealers, baby killers, flag burners, and traitors who sell uranium to the Iranians. But enough about the Communist Democrat Party. And when they tell you they're only selling 20%, they're lying. They're selling all of it that they can get out of the ground. There may be 80% in the ground, but the 20% they're getting out is really 100% of all the uranium that's coming out of the mine. You think about that. In the mid-70s, the Communist Party was ordered by their leader, Gus Hall, to infiltrate and take over the Democrat Party. It's about the same time the movie came out, The Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Today, the Socialist Party has on their rolls 70 Democrats, a Viet Congress mice, and one senator. Trump is always good news. The communist Democrat media makes bad news and lies. If you watch the early news on CNN, Communist Nut Network, or NBC, Nothing But Communist, you will hear them say more lies at 11. Never trust the news. Wait for the Trump tweet, and you won't be mistweeted. In other news today, China has recalled 50 million fortune cookies. They are determined to get Hillary Putin's emails back. Is your child in a communist public school? How do you know? Does the teacher only talk about the negative aspect of our country? Is American heritage a no-no? Is it always about race and slavery? When you hear things are better in Europe, and do you believe it? Do you realize that we had not defeated two major powers in World War II, Germany and Japan, that none of us would be here? The three ingredients that make America great are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And when the Founding Fathers made that pledge, they included the unborn, who the Democrats murder every day. 20 students gunned down by a sick person in Texas. 2 days ago, 9,400 babies were beheaded by the Democrat Party platform in 2 days. Let's get rid of them all in the Great Fall. Flush the blue wave. Spirit of America Party. We'll give you somewhere out there.